Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gansu G just making a video about to have some juice. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are kicking ass and doing some great things. I'm back here to show you all the stuff that's in the world. Yes, do you know how they're right now in Australia, they're shooting up the place because they're trying to do a false flag? Yeah, apparently. Like right here in Stone Toss, they're showing this jerk off that threw a cross inside a jar of piss. And this guy threw that fucking candlestick in there. Yay! Yeah, instead of doing that shit, throwing that shit in piss, why don't you grab that dude's face and you start dunking him in the fucking... and the apple juice. Yeah, like here. You wanna fucking do shit like that? Let's dunk you in there. Or better yet, you could get that candlestick and beat him to death with it, right? Oh, you're showing... of course you shouldn't beat people to death. You shouldn't be beating people, you know, because violence is not a good thing. It's not the answer, as they say. But, you know, you do stuff like that, and then they say, oh, it's like Clue. You killed Colonel Mustard with the candlestick in the library. No. He's just a weirdo that fucked around and he found out. Just saying. Yeah, like we're talking about piss. Look at this fucking douchebag. This guy is the Rabbi Dildo, that smully douchebag. He's right here in Miami in a fucking art studio or something like that. And he's asking to go use the bathroom because he needs to take a drink of piss. So he's right there asking. So let's watch him act like a douchebag. On a side note, look how fucking ugly he is. Look at that fucking dirty ass beard that it has. Look at that big fucking nose. It looks like a fucking torpedo, a fucking harpoon. Yeah, hood ornament you see in a fucking car from the 1950s. What the fuck is these creatures? Do they congeal? Do they fucking get summoned out of fucking the depths of hell? How the hell do these creatures get created? I don't know, but let's continue, right? Because, oogly.
So I'm here at Art Miami, Art Basel.
Oh yeah, here's another observation. What's up with all these fucking faggot-ass colors? Your shirt looks all gay and tacky. Your hat looks fucking some gay pride bullshit. Is it some kind of artsy thing or because you're gayer than fuck? I don't know, is he gay? No, but he probably swings both ways. He does have a daughter. His daughter's just another fucking generation of degenerate in my opinion. But what do I know, right? Let's continue.
Weekend, I'm a little bit lost. I want to find out just where the bathroom is. Let me ask this guy. Excuse me, sir. You know, where's the bathroom?
Gee, guy, this dude looks kind of off to me. He looks kind of weird, don't you? Is he real? Is he human? I don't know. Maybe you think this guy's a hot dude and you want to take him to the bathroom so you could suck him off. Is that it? I don't know. Let's see what this fucking dude's gonna do, right?
Where's the bathroom?
Although I'm sure it would have been nice.
Why are you ignoring me?
Gee, guy, maybe the guy's ignoring you because you're being an annoying piece of shit. It's an idea. Or maybe the guy's not real, he just looks like a fucking wax statue in my opinion. But I am a wetback, so I could be retarded myself, so who knows? Yeah, this motherfucker looks so fucking stupid. What are you gonna do, Juden Swine? Are you gonna go do A or are you gonna do B? What are you gonna do? Let's find out, right?
What?
Okay, I know I'm Jewish, but can't you...
Yes, guy, I think everybody knows that you're fucking Jewish, yes. You can tell just by looking at your fucking face and the way that you act. Yeah, like, what the fuck? Why do people have to act like stupid assholes? I don't know. These people think they could get away with everything, but soon they're gonna find out, right? Just saying.
The least answer? Unbelievable. God, everywhere you go. Unbelievable.
Unfucking believable. This fucking clown always gotta be making fun of fucking other people. Yeah, just because that dude's fucking not real, he has to be acting like a clown. Yeah, he's just trying to be funny, of course. Yeah, they always say, oh, I'm trying to be funny. Jewish people are funny. Yeah, funny looking. But then when you find out that people don't like your bullshit, you start crying victim. But that's okay, you're gonna get...
Oh, he's not real? Is that why he's not answering me? I thought he didn't like me, or not like something about me.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that I see about you that I don't like, and also you're kind. So, fuck you. Just saying. Oh, remember, these are just my delusionals, and don't listen to me because I'm retarded, apparently. But let's continue. Oh yeah, and guess what? Who else is Jewish? Rob Reiner. Yeah, do you remember in the news that his son stabbed him and his wife? Yeah, you wonder why? There's an idea why. Maybe because this guy did some bullshit like the Menendez brothers. Yeah, supposedly the Menendez brothers got molested by his parents. Yeah, apparently the Menendez brothers are not Jewish. I was looking it up and they're not Jews. So yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Yeah, but according to the Brave Browser, during the Spanish Inquisition, all that shit, that some Jews did change their names to Mendez or some shit like that, so... maybe they are Jews after all, but who knows? Do I care? No. But let's continue. Yeah, but don't worry, I got this clip with this dude where he's talking, it looks like one of those Comedy Central roasts. Yeah, it looks like one of those type of environments. Well, let's hear him talk. Yeah.
See, as a baby, Rob was routinely beaten by his father, Carl. On a typical night...
Well, okay, getting your ass beat by your loving father, that's not cool, right? Yes, parents do some fucked up things to their kids, and then it fucks them up. So maybe this guy's not completely 100% his fault, but still, man, you shouldn't be doing shit like that, but whatever, right?
Carl would slip into Rob's bed, roll him over, swab him down, and say something like, I'm thinking about hiring Maury Amsterdam to play Buddy Sorrell. What do you think?
Yes, that would be a very interesting father-son moment to be having with him, huh? Yeah, so it sounds more like pillow talk. Yeah, you're so beautiful, so sexy. Come here, son. Let me give you a kiss. Yum, 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 yum. Oh, shit, what other things are going to happen? Let's find out.
Success of the Dick Van Dyke Show changed things.
Dick, you say, huh? Maybe that's what was wrong with this dude. This dude found out that his son loves cock, so he fed him some dick. So, winner, winner, chicken dick.
Dramatically, Carl started inviting many of his famous friends to son.
Authorities are looking
fun times,
for
fun times indeed. That's how you seal the deal. When you want your
area.
Power friends
witnesses
to come over and you need to sell those fucking deals or whatever,
tall,
you have your son celebrate with
hairline.
Your fucking buddy's dicks. Yes, give your kids fucking ass to your fucking friends. So like that, you got them sealed in a contract of blood and semen. So enjoy. Your son didn't enjoy it, but whatever, right? Yes, friends, that was a present that a son gave to his father for all the stuff that he did to him. Allegedly, of course, because we don't know. Yeah, maybe this guy is a filthy Jewish degenerate and he did some fucked up thing, or maybe he didn't. Who knows? I guess we're gonna find out in the trial. If they let us find out, of course, but who knows? There's things that happen in the world that are supposed to happen, some things that are just there because it is what it is. But who knows, man? It is what it is, like I said. Yes, friends, I got stuff to do myself, and hopefully I get to finish my stuff, but most likely I won't. So much stuff to do in so little time, right? Well, that's okay. Soon the war is gonna start, and then we're gonna get to change things for the better, hopefully. If not, then it is what it is. Well, goodbye, friends.
Mi piel también la dejaría, mi nombre, mi fuerza.